Before school lets out for the summer, Unalaska students have one final task, releasing hundreds of salmon fry into Illilook Creek. A small army of elementary school students crests the riverbank, clutching styrofoam cups.
Anyway, yeah, no running because it's kind of slick out here, okay? We don't want the fish to fall out of the cups, so.
They lean in close, tip their cups.
All right, be very careful. Very gentle.
And pour tiny streams of coho into the creek. This marks the beginning of a long journey, not only for the fish, but for the students. Just ask science teacher Stephen Gregory.
In 7 or 8 years, they'll be in the class, and they'll be handing fish to their cousins or their little brothers or sisters or whatever they are, and they'll remember how special it was for them to take part.
For 14 years, Gregory has led the school's hatchery program. His students have a lot of responsibility, hundreds of lives in their hands.
They're employees of the hatchery, basically. So they catch the fish in the fall. They strip the eggs from the females and fertilize them with the males. They keep track of all the records. They do all the water tests. They remove dead eggs. They prepare the food. They feed the fish.
During his tenure, Gregory estimates his students have released 40,000 salmon. But unlike a traditional hatchery, the fish aren't his highest priority. The students are.
Sure, they're ready to get jobs for fish and game or fish and wildlife, like basic entry-level tech jobs.
Gregory knows that students who struggle in a traditional academic setting can shine in his class. By the time the fish are released, his students walk away with a professional skill set, one that's especially handy in a small town with a worldwide reputation for fish. In Unalaska, I'm Barrett Wilbur.